Well, good morning. 11:22 a.m. Wednesday, April the 1st, 2026, here on an overcast morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's kind of a raw morning here. Get this stashed away. Get my hands back in my pockets. Keep my fingers from freezing off. It's not that cold, but it's chilly. It's a chilly morning. I'm going to go home and have some soup for lunch, I think. Sniff snort. So, let's see. I haven't talked to you since Sunday. Yeah, because Monday was a 3 day, and while the 31st was, in fact, a 1 day, I had my 40 miles for the month. I took a second 1 day. I'm sorry, I took a second 3 day, took a bonus day, let's put it that way. And yeah, I had to get back in the swing of it to hit here this morning, but here I am. I was ready to go out earlier, but it was such a grubby looking day. It's like, why hurry? So I did a little writing. I did a little playing, did a little reading. I got to do a lot more writing. I have to do a lot more writing. This story isn't going to write itself. And I really want to have it ready as soon as I can so that people aren't left hanging for a year, years, waiting for me to do my thing. So yeah, I really want to get this thing going. Lots of doom and gloom out there this morning. Probably because it's a gloomy day. It's a good day for dooming and glooming. Oh, I got my einkorn flour. Made my first. My next batch of einkorn bread. 50-50 einkorn whole wheat. And King Arthur bread flour. It's okay. It's not as grainy as a whole wheat loaf, but it's also has a flatter flavor profile. I wasn't really impressed with the shift in the flavor. It's not wheatier. It's not. I was expecting something other than brown and bland. Now, part of it might need some extra salt. It would probably benefit from having a tablespoon of honey or molasses or maple syrup, something to give the yeast a little extra oomph and to imbue a complementary flavor to the wheatness of the bread, of the flour. So I'm going to do another 50-50, but I will do one with an extra 5 grams of salt and see how it works. And the jury duty. Oh, I didn't tell you about the jury duty. Jury duty had me cranked all up. I'm not exactly sure why. But I got up, I got going, I got moving. I had to be there by 10 o'clock. So it's a 15-minute drive. So I left an hour early because it's downtown. And parking downtown is never a fun thing. And I knew they had 300 people coming at 10. And they had brought in 300 people at 7:45. So I got down there around 9:20, 9:30. Two books on my phone so I could read if I needed to. And I did. And I got in there, checked in early, they didn't care. It's your privilege and duty video, which was about what you'd expect. And settled in, figuring, you know, it'll be who knows how long before they call me in. The guy beside me had been sitting there for 3 hours waiting for somebody to call him from the 7 o'clock group. So they came in and made an announcement. We'll be starting to pull you into the courtroom shortly. They're almost ready for you. So if you haven't used the restroom lately, probably ought to go, which I thought was a really good idea. So I went and stood in line for the men's room. Came out of the men's room, and they were calling numbers. And like the second number they called was mine. And I'm like, what? I haven't been here long enough. So they called it again. It was in fact my number. So I went and followed the instructions, and they had a dozen of us or so, and they pulled us out into the hallway and lined us all up, confirmed our number and name, and said, you've been chosen at random to be released into the wild. You are free to go. No more services required. It was like, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. I'm here, I'm dressed, I'm set to go. Service is no longer required. Story of my life. That's obnoxious. Three guys with backpack leaf blowers. No sign of hearing protection anywhere. So yeah, my big day of jury duty was a rather short morning. I'm like, okay. Fair enough. So off I went. Played for the rest of the day. Well, read, wrote. Play is not just satisfactory anymore. Play is playing with Roger, playing with Brad. Depending on the day, depending on the mood. And there's a lot of satisfactory. I played a couple hours of satisfactory this morning. Waiting for the day to be a little more pleasant, and then realize that the afternoon forecast is rain. So, yeah, no, this isn't going to happen. But I don't want to walk on the treadmill. I have to get my shoes on and get the hell out. So here I am, walking. Look at me go. Walking fast because I did not pee before I left. An unfortunate oversight. So I left a roach there on the sidewalk. Come up, I'm gonna get ready to sit with me. Monkey pose. Very spring smelling this morning. A little bit floral, a little petrichor. I just walked past a pine tree. That was an influence. Coming up on some spruces, juniper hedge. I don't smell too much from this spruce. It's got a lot of bare stem sticking out. I haven't seen much by way of daffodils or crocuses or any of the spring bulbs that I really look for spring. He's got a lot of green fronds sticking up. Sand cherry, looking sand cherry-ish. On the lilac hedge here. So this look like a lot of leaves. Some flowering spikes beginning to show up. These middle plants look half dead. The one on the end looks great. Should be blossoming soon. Lilacs. Unfortunately, Nobody else in my house likes lilacs. So in spite of the fact that we have huge lilac planting along the south edge of our property, I'm the only one who's happy when they're flowering. A lot of crab apples flowering. Lots of flower petals in the gutter. Yellowed. At one point, probably white. Yeah, these crab apples have lost, these blossoms have lost their blooms. The petals have mostly dropped. Here's some late blooming on this one branch. It's funny. One branch has blooms. The rest of the tree has gone past the blooming stage. Odd. I wonder why that is. Working up a sweat here. I'm cold, but it's chilly. My ears are cold. My nose is running. But I've worked up a sweat. If you're sweating, you're dying. But I think it has to be a lot colder for that than this to be. Overly significant. Somebody's got wood fire going somewhere. It'd be a good day to do a barbecue. If I had something to barbecue. I picked up yesterday. Oh, ham and yams. Ooh. A good day for ham and yams. I should check. See how long the ham will take to warm up. Maybe bake the yams instead of boiling them. Bake yams and ham. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. All right, walking along the park. Where there's water, there's green. The ditch is looking like it's ready to give forth here. A lot of the tufty grasses showing up here alongside the sidewalk. They're all looking green. There's a lot of green hidden away underneath last year's grass straw out there in the field. There's a flowering tree over there. I wonder if that's a dogwood. Choke cherry or something. Willow sisters looking willowy. Still pretty green. They haven't started turning. I started green, still pretty yellow. They've started turning green. They're not brown. It looks like the leaves are coming out. These little flowering crabs are looking festive. They're very, very thick blossoms on them. Branches just looking like masses of blossoms on a wire or something. These older ones have gone by. That's a flicker. Listen to the birds. A lot of chipping sparrows. I'll have to get out the strain saw again and cut some more of that tree down. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I'm done for the day. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.